The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Gentlemen, this is the Word of Prophecy Broadcast, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle, and I welcome you to an old-fashioned message today straight from the scriptures of your Holy Bible, along with true prophetic revelations from the Holy Ghost. Now, if you haven't heard this true gospel, no-nonsense broadcast before, you'll recognize real quickly that this is not a typical religious gospel radio talk show, as most are, and may God give you ears to hear what the Lord is saying to his people in this end-time judgment-bound generation. I continue the message today, the family series, and I begin preaching on the family and teaching today from the Holy Scriptures about how that God requires us as Christians to conduct our family life if we expect our children to be saved. Now, I want to begin in the words of Jesus Christ in Luke, the 23rd chapter, beginning in verse 27. This was the day that Jesus was going out to be crucified, being led away to Calvary to get on that old rugged cross to die for our sins. In verse 27 says, there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. And Jesus, turning unto them, said, he's addressing the women, daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming, in the which they shall say, blessed are the barren, and the womb that never bare, and the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things, he says, in a green tree, referring to himself, what shall be done in the dry, referring to you and I, and to those that were following him. Well, that one verse of scripture there certainly is very stimulating. He said, daughters of Jerusalem, mothers, don't weep for me, weep for yourselves and for your children, because there's a bad time a-coming. And ladies and gentlemen, he addressed this particular message here in his just before his dying moments. He addressed it to you and I because he was speaking not only to those few people, but to us, the many that would arise later on in this old population exploding end-time generation that Jesus was always referring to along with the apostles and prophets, because, ladies and gentlemen, today on this planet Earth, there are more people on this Earth today alive than has died in all history. And that's a lot of folks. That's a lot of folks, ladies and gentlemen. And this is the day in which Christ, the apostles, and the prophets addressed their prophetic messages to, with warnings of the Holy Ghost and the terrible times that we would face here in this end-time generation. Now, but today we've just got a whole generation almost of savages. And many of you parents listening today, I wouldn't doubt what you got children that are wild as beasts out here running around this country, stirring up terror and making it a dangerous place to live in. But ladies and gentlemen, there is a hope. Don't give up hope. Keep praying. We have people right here in this ministry, young men and young women that came out of gangs They were virtual savages back in their younger days. In prison, out here stealing and fighting and killing and everything else. And God's grace has reached out to them. We have a young man, well, he's not very young now, he's 50, but he was young when he came into the ministry. And his mother's an old-fashioned Christian. Well, she was. She died 4 or 5 years ago. I met her before she died. This is a young black fella here in the ministry with me, one of the ministers here in Calvary Chapel Church of God. And this young man is from New York. And he was a wild man back in his younger days. And he was served many years in prison. And he was a terror. And his old mother held on to God. Bless her heart, I met her several times before she died while we were in meetings in New York City. She held on to God for her family. And as far as I know, her whole family now is saved and serving the Lord. And we've got to remember that God does deal with the children of parents that are faithful to Him. Now, the Bible has a warning, of course. There's a lot of warnings in this Bible. And as Jesus told these mothers here, you ought not to weep for me. You ought to weep for yourselves and for your children. The old prophets of old spake much about this family affair. In the 4th chapter of the book of Hosea, back in the Old Testament, verse 6, God said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And he said, because you rejected knowledge, I will reject thee. Seeing you've forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. When parents turn around and will not serve God and observe the word of God, then God said, I'll forget your children. That's a high premium to pay for foolishness in the lives and the lifestyle of parents that are foolish and drawn away into the lust of the flesh and forget God and won't serve Him, especially when they're young and growing up. When the Lord gave the Ten Commandments back in the Old Testament in Exodus, the 20th chapter, verses 5 and 6, He said, here speaking of the commandments, He said, I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity, that's rebellion, of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Well, that's what we're supposed to teach our children. There's something to teach our children, ladies and gentlemen, and that is not just to go through life being careless and dumb and ignorant and not paying attention to the fact that those children, when they're little fellas, babies, and they grow up and they become children and teenagers, that one chance we have to get the fear of God and get the Word of God in them, and we can't let it go by. The old Psalmist David said in Psalm 34:11, said, come, my children, hearken unto me, and I'll teach you the fear of the Lord. Teach them the fear of the Lord. Well, if you teach them the fear of the Lord, what are you doing? Well, he says in that 34th chapter of Psalm, verse 11 is where it began. In verse 12, he said, what man is he that desireth life and loveth many days? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. That's one of the warnings in the Bible, how we must respond to the needs of our children or suffer the consequences. In the 3rd chapter of the book of Proverbs begins, my son, forget not my law. Let your heart keep my commandments. It'll give you length of days and long life, and it'll give you peace. And says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Then verse 5. This is a classic for memorization for children and adults alike. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, your need of Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. And what's the result? It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. You want good health, you want long life, you want peace, you want favor with God and man? Then fear the Lord and turn to God with all your heart and keep the commandments of the Lord, and He will lengthen your days. In the same book of Proverbs, I want to share another scripture with you here concerning young men and women. And here's this great exhortation by the Lord. Proverbs, the 23rd chapter, verse 17. Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. For surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. Then he says, hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. Don't be among winebibbers and among riotous eaters of flesh. Don't go out partying where they're serving strong drink and alcoholic beverages and out there eating gluttonously. Shy away from those things and let the Lord guide you. Trust in the Lord. It'll be health to your navel, marrow to your bones. Let the Lord guide your steps. And we need parents today what Jesus said they should do for their children. And the scripture I began with today in Luke, the 23rd chapter, verse 28. Daughters of Zion, he said, don't weep for me. Weep for yourselves and for your children. I hope, ladies and gentlemen, that you'll take the advice of these scriptures from the Word of God. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, Paul relates here to one of his young men that was one of his proteges. He said, I call to remembrance, Timothy, the unfeigned faith that's in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois. It's also in your mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded it's in you too. Isn't that something? You had a mother and a grandmother that just had a legacy to leave him of faith and trust in God, and he knew how to live a lifestyle that would please God. All right, 2 Timothy 3:15. He commended this young man to the people of God that he was serving. He said, from a child, you've known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Jesus Christ. Now, I know you parents, many of you are fighting a battle. It seems like there's a losing battle on your part. But I tell you, there's hope for this generation, for the whole generation, with parents and their bewildering offspring that are trying to be faithful to God. In a nation that's full of young savages, we have to be careful, ladies and gentlemen, to try to keep our children away from these young savages that lead them out into crime and the dope, into all kind of illicit sex and all sorts of abominations. And abominations are things that God hates, ladies and gentlemen. And we had to be careful to teach our children the fear of God and the Word of God when they're little. But the Lord is going to give us some help here in this end time. He's going to send Elijah back before the coming of the Lord. And here it is in the last two verses of the Old Testament. Behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers, that's the parents, to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers or parents, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. It's wonderful. That scripture there is something we should hang on to with great faith and hope. Put our hope in that. Praise God and pray and do what Jesus said. Don't weep for Jesus. Weep for yourselves, mother, and for your children, and God will have mercy on them here before Jesus Christ returns, because Elijah's coming to turn their hearts back to their parents. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, we ask you to move mightily and catch every heart and soul in the grip of the power and divine persuasion of the Word of God that we've used in this message today, that their hope and trust will be in the Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Brother Ray Pringle. You've heard another true message right out of your Holy Bible on the Word of Prophecy broadcast, right in the midst of the disintegration of our national institutions, of our homes, our schools, our political system, and churches. I hope this message has stirred you today and you'll write me this week. Remember, my mailing address is Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. If you appreciate this broadcast, I hope you'll mail me a generous offering to make my voice strong. We'll also mail you this message in print, along with our monthly magazine. If you'll write me to Brother Ray Pringle, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. And may God grip your hearts in this message until the next broadcast is my prayer.